Thursday night, or the Yul Aleph Sivan. Okay, in the union of answering Amen, so just to go over a few of the halachas of answering Amen, many, there are many halachas. So there's a din that if you're in a place where there are other people, there's actually a din that you're supposed to, and you're making a bracha, there's actually a din that you're supposed to make the bracha out loud so that the others can answer Amen. Okay, that's one halacha. There have to be a machlekes contemporary poskim if you should answer Amen if you're in the middle of learning. Interesting machlokes. We're not talking about, of course, if you're being yotze with the bracha, but stam, you can hear a bracha. Sik milimudo to answer Amen. There's differences of opinion. There's differences of opinion among contemporary poskim. If someone hears two brachas that are close enough that he will be answering Amen, Amen, he'll be answering on both brachas, you know, with the Tarkas Hidibu, let's say, so you're not supposed to really say, you're supposed to say Amen on both of them, but you're supposed to say Amen, the Amen, Mishnah Berurah says, it shouldn't sound like needless repetition or shuyos, so you should always. And as even if you hear, I say, if someone gives you a bracha, not a technical bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem, but someone is mevarech you and you want to say Amen, Amen, you should say Amen for Amen. Okay, that's enough for this. And now we'll learn some Chavis HaLovas. And we're learning Shara Kniya. We're in Perek Beis, and he's talking about three different types of Kniya. And the first one, he says, is not a healthy one. He compares it to an animal that's much stronger than the person leading it, but it's nichna to the person because it feels inferior. It feels inferior to the person. Now that's a matnas Hashem, because Hashem said the yirdu b'degas hayom. There's a bracha that Hashem gave that an animal is naturally nichna to a person, but really that's what he compares it to, a person that doesn't have a healthy dose of what we call self-esteem nowadays. So he compares, that's not a good kniya, that's a kniya of a chayli nefesh, and have to have a feeling of self-worth, and have a feeling of, you have to know what your milas are, and what you're capable of doing, and what you can do, and what you should do, and then you have to develop kniya after that, which he will go on to explain. What's the kniya that comes after that? So when you develop kniya after realizing your qualities, then he says, "Osti amida mishubachas." Avozula zeh, but it's not for that. If it's the other kind, then ena nechnesus b'midas hamishubachus u'mayvos hanefesh. Ach b'meguno shebohem. Then it's a bad thing. It's not a good thing. Okay, so that's kniya number one. That's not a good thing. V'chelek hasheni, hakniya livnei odom, when you're nichna to other people, because poshut they have an advantage over you. Maybe you owe them money. Maybe you're in prison. They moshlam bo, they're moshel in you, and you're under their control. Kamo osir biyad oivo, for eved biyad adonov, olachesron olohem. You need them. They have what you need. The godel tzarchol l'mashiyesh eslam kasochir l'solchro yibus v'chorosh l'tom v'harosh l'tom chohosher. A stam, a poor person who's dependent on stockam. A talmud l'rabo, because he's kofuf to him. You owe someone money, you can't pay it up. So you naturally feel a feeling of kniya to the other person. You feel like you're not fulfilling what you're obligated to do. You're not living the way you should be living. the Chasher Timsa Yodu Novi Doro or Moritz Tzedek or Kori Lazerech HaTova. So when you find someone, a mentor or a rabbi or a Novi or some Gadol that you learn from and he guides you, so you Yikonalov, Yishofalofonov, Kemo Shomer of Senna Zachonim Levracha, Gadola Shimusha Yosem Limuda, Shinemar Elisha Ben Shofat Asher Yosek Mayim Agadei Eliyahu, Asher Lomad Lo Nemar Al Asher Yotzak. So he was Meshamesh, this is Gadola Shimusha Yosem Limuda, and he was Meshamesh Eliyahu Anovi, Lamesh Gadola Shimusha Yosem Limuda, Vomer Meshoso Yeshua Ben Nunar, Lo Yomish Metocha Ohel, the Omar. Anybody have a copy of all of us? Thank you. Thank you. V'omar m'shosu shu benun, v'omar achochem al klal am ha'oretz, v'eved loy b'li yishmalve, v'eved avil l'chacham leiv. You feel inferior to other people. So this is a kind of achno, which is either born of circumstances, like you owe someone money, or you're in jail, or you're in their employ, and you need the employment, or just a natural feeling of humility because of, like I said, a Talmud b'snei Rabbo, or like Elisha, or the like. It's appropriate. It's not like the bad kniya that we said before. But in Enenu Todir, it's not a constant thing. It's just born of circumstances. When he's out of jail, he paid up his debt. When he's no longer in the situation of being a Talmud to his Rebbe. He doesn't take the tzedakah anymore. So in other words, it's just born of circumstances, and now the circumstances don't exist anymore, so there's no more kniya. So this is not a permanent kniya. This is not the midah of kniya that we'll be talking about. This is something that occurs because of particular circumstances, and it's limited to the time and context of those circumstances. Okay, we'll stop here.